Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how using contractions when you speak English will greatly improve your accent. As you probably know, a contraction is a word that is formed by combining two separate words into one. For example, the contraction for I am is I'm. The contraction for cannot is can't. Do not, don't. There is, theirs. In my experience as a pronunciation teacher, I've found that foreign speakers of English do not use contractions often enough, and sometimes pronounce them incorrectly. However, using contractions is an important way to make your speech flow and sound more natural like a native speaker's. What's more, becoming aware of them will make it easier for you to understand what native speakers are saying. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how to correctly pronounce an important contraction, which can be quite challenging. We're also going to practice using this contraction in some key phrases of American English. Teaching English pronunciation here in New York, I've noticed that many foreign-born speakers, including those who are fluent, are not using contractions when they speak. They often use the full form instead. Using the full form contributes to having an accent. The full form is mainly used in writing. To an American, speaking in the full form can sound unnatural, even a little robotic. Furthermore, it can even result in miscommunication because Americans only use the full form when they want to sound formal, emphasize a point, or even contradict something that was said earlier. Contractions, on the other hand, sound more conversational, more natural, and may at times sound even more relaxed. Full forms sound formal and emphatic. For example, if you say, "I do not like it," you may convey a different underlying message, a different connotation, than saying, "I don't like it." One of the reasons you may be using the full forms too much is that you learned to read and write English before you began to speak it. Full forms are, after all, the written form. Another reason you may be avoiding contractions is that there are a few contractions that are simply difficult to pronounce. These contractions usually involve R, L, the American tap T, and combinations of these sounds. Today, I'd like to practice one of these contractions, which is made up of difficult sounds to pronounce. We're going to practice the contracted form of their will. The contracted form of their will is their'll. Please listen and repeat. Their'll. Notice that the W sound of will disappears when using this contraction. The contraction their'll is often avoided by foreign speakers because it involves the challenging English TH sound, th, combined with the also challenging combination of the American er followed by L. We find this tricky combination in words like girl and early. For a full detailed lesson on this RL combination, see podcast number 67. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the contraction their'll. In order to pronounce their'll, you want to begin by gently placing your tongue tip between your front teeth to produce the TH sound. Then, gradually curl your tongue tip back to form air. Let's try that first step very slowly by just pronouncing one syllable. There. Please listen and repeat. There. There. Now, let's add the last step, the final L. In order to produce L, extend your pointed tongue tip forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. So, three movements to think about. First, gently place the tongue tip between the front teeth. Second, curl your tongue tip back. And third, extend your tongue tip forward. The movement of the tongue tip is between, back, forward. Between, back, forward. Let's try that slowly. Please listen and repeat. There'll. There'll. Combining these three difficult sounds can be quite challenging and often takes a lot of practice. I recommend that you practice each of these sounds slowly and separately and then combine them. You can find a full detailed lesson on how to pronounce each of these sounds in previous podcasts. For complete instruction and practice on R, L, and TH sounds, be sure to try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. Now let's use this contraction, there'll, in context, in some phrases and expressions. Please listen and repeat. There'll be food at the party. There'll be nobody at work tomorrow. There'll be hell to pay if we don't finish on time. Today's lesson focused on one of the many contractions of English. This contraction is composed of some of the most difficult sounds of English. In order to master these sounds, you need proper instruction and training. Speaking English clearly and correctly is primarily a physical activity. It's similar to learning how to play an instrument, how to play a sport, or learning how to dance. You have to do it over and over again until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something without thinking, automatically. Speaking English with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, reduced forms, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player or smartphone and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.